what happened with your team in that 1 minute, 35 second spin?
Yeah, you know, coming into the game, one of the things we talked about was similar to Toronto, was having strong line rush against defense and our neutral zone forecheck. And you look at the goals that we gave up, there was one in the D zone, but they were off the rush. So we our gaps were a little bit loose, and you know, it played into their strength, and they capitalized when they had those chances in that little span there.
The other night in Chicago, you decided not to pull your goaltender. Tonight, you do. What sort of went into that decision making?
Well, I just thought it was two different scenarios. You know, I thought in the Chicago game we weren't competing, you know, the right way, and I thought we knew that. But you know, tonight was just we had given up five in one period, and get Keith in there in the third and see if we can get ourselves back in the game here competitively.
What you talk about in that minute and 35, were some of the defensive cracks showing earlier, or was it kind of like the floodgates once one goal happened?
No, I mean, if I look at this game, you know, in the first period, we probably should have went up 4-0 after one. Puck didn't get in the net. We had a couple breakdowns, but we had the breakdowns at their area of strength. They're good off the rush. We knew that they can attack, and we made some errors in that area, and then they capitalized on it.
Good to see Will get that first one in. I know it's a little bit late for him.
Yeah, he was due. He was due.
I know a lot in the offensive zone with Nico's line, you've been having Taylor and Kyle take the faceoff. Just any thought process behind that and what you're looking for there?
Well, it's just that's the players doing that. You know, okay. That's just, I think, if Nico feels like he's doing well or not doing well in draws, or if it's on Palmieri's strong side, you know, maybe sometimes he can use his backhand on the right side, or Taylor can also. So I think it's those three figure it out between themselves.
You were pretty consistent in keeping the lines together, even as you fell behind. Was there, I mean, any thoughts to mixing it up, or you really want to see some chemistry going there?
No, I think if you look at the game, if you take the minute 37 out of it, I mean, I thought in the first period we deserved more than we got and played a real strong period. We didn't get rewarded for it. We had a little short span there in the second period where we broke down in key areas, and then, you know, other than that, I think you switch the lines around. If you're not getting any offense, you're not getting any production, you're getting blown out of a game. You know, on the scoreboard we were, but I think when you take a real hard look at the game, you know, we were there, and I don't think you switch things around when you're right in the game. We just made some mistakes at the wrong time to capitalize.
Game two of Zajac, you see improvements from just him getting his timing back?
Yeah, I think every game that he plays and every practice that he gets with the team and in and around there is going to be better and better for him in those areas for sure.